Naturopaths Show, and wanted to let you know, if you'd like to drop by my website, it's peacefulwarrior.com or danmillman.com. Either way, and you can push on the movie button and see the trailer to the new Peaceful Warrior movie. Wish you good journeys and wish you well.
What if everything you learned about health was false? What if you could sort fact from fiction about where health comes from? How would it affect your own wellness? Join Dr. Scott Lynch of Crown Hill Chiropractic in a six-week series that explores the myths about healing and health care and reveals where the power to heal truly resides. You won't want to miss this series, June, July, and August on the Dr. Pat Show.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, 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 Paula. Wasn't that a tune?
I have no idea.
That's what I know. Benny's right. Like saying,
Paula,
what year
you
was
know more
that
music than
in?
I do.
What year was that in? That would be, maybe that should be sort of like one of our questions today for some of the giveaways we're doing as you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Oh, we are so close, Benny. We're so close. We're so close. So close to launching the website. How close are we?
I was a little slow. I'm trying to grab a number here.
You're supposed to say, how close are we, Dr. Pat?
How close are we, Dr. Pat?
Okay, we are like, fix the problem. This is such an interesting journey for me. For those of you just tuning in and wondering, who is this person? I am Dr. Pat Basile. This is Dr. Pat, the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. This is still the home of crust busting. And what I want to say to you, you will be hearing a lot about the different program segments we are planning beginning in June, because June is busting out all over. For example, one day a week, you will hear right here on Alternative Talk, you will hear the Street Smart Spirituality Hour, where we get to chat with different people in the field, leaders in the field of human potential, authors, so forth and so on. And that is going to be about tapping into the power that resides within you. And, you know, just giving us practical tips, tools, and cutting to the chase, because that's the deal with Street Smart Spirituality. It is about cutting to the chase and knowing that each and every one of us has the power and the potential to create the divinity within us to lead the lives that we want to live. And that's been my journey. And every day I figure out another part of the crust that I've just got to knock off of myself and clear the way for that which we know we are, which is the magnificence and the beauty of this universe. And so today's show, we are going to have Ms. Stephanie Durham with us today. Stephanie Durham is a regular segment host with us. She has been on Fridays now for months and months and months, and you all absolutely love her. She is, for those of you that are not familiar with her work, she is a coaching consultant, and she combines the value of all of her life's experience with specialized education. Some of that education comes in the form of being a CMed graduate. That means she is a graduate of Carolyn Mace Institute. And also, she is certified in archetypal consulting. She is certified in hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, and life coach. So what she does is, together we team up. We're the tag team. We're the Friday tag team because we team up so that we can bring to you more powerful tools on how you can do what we say on this show, our theme tagline, live life full out. So we are, Stephanie is in Dallas, Texas, and we are just rounding her up.
We're tracking her down. Apparently she's wondering why Texas is so big. Things must be really big in Texas, and she's got to get around
them.
Did you
get what I said? Texas, we're rounding her
up. Yes, we're rounding
her. We're rounding her up.
And I've missed my lasso attempts a couple of times, so apparently we're trying to get her.
Yeah, she will be here shortly,
yes.
I am sure.
Sure.
And we're going to be talking about a number of different things today, but what I want to do is I remind you of a couple of really exciting things. Jazzed about the Peaceful Warrior, and that is the book, and of course now the movie, starring Nick Nolte as Socrates, Scott Meklowitz as Dan Millman himself, and Amy Smart as Joy, who went on to become his life partner. And so Peaceful Warrior, you know, has been written by Dan Millman, and Dan is an amazing, amazing individual and phenomenal writer. And those of you that have listened to the show, you've heard the testimonials from people that have called in and said, this is awesome. Nick Nolte is just fabulous in this. And so I want to mention that opening in this area, which is Harvard Exit Theater in Seattle, opening tonight, Friday, June 2nd. So if you want to catch this, go hang out at the Harvard Exit Theater. And my understanding is that the tickets are going very, very quickly. So you may want to check that out and decide when you're going to go see it this weekend or other times. And it's going to be at other places. I'll bring it up on the computer to find out exactly where it is and where it's opening. So that's happening tonight. And then I want to remind everyone next weekend, June 9th through the 11th, Dr. Eric Pearl will be here. And you heard the show this week where he gifted one of our listeners a seat to the Level 1, Level 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar, June 9th through the 11th. But that's not the only time you can check out Dr. Pearl and see him. He will also be at East West Bookshop Wednesday, June 7th, which is very cool. Our friends at East West. Then he's doing a seminar at Discover You on June 8th. And all of this can be found at his website, which is www.thereconnection.com, www.thereconnection.com, or just call the local representative here, Christine Upchurch, who has been trained by Dr. Pearl, and so she is also available in our area if you want to work with her and have her work on you. Her number is 206-953-3573, 206-953-3573. And I am like having the best Friday. It's a very busy Friday here, Benny. And I know we're going to be doing the test to our Florida friends. Hopefully we'll be doing that next week.
Good.
And making that happen. Just sent the emails to George to get that hooked up.
Getting ready to jump down to the other side of the old nation.
I know. It's such a small world. I was talking to one of the station managers, Ed, over there. And Ed.
I just like that. Ed.
Ed, guess where Ed's from?
Ed's probably from up here.
Jersey.
Oh, over there.
Jersey.
I was close.
We were like neighbors
really?
In New Jersey. Can you imagine doing
that?
You
guys play stickball in the streets? Same time?
How did you know I did the stickball thing?
Because you've mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah.
I pay attention to you,
yeah,
Pat.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
I know.
Okay. So, where's the area?
We were Plainfield High School is where I graduated from, and he was very close to that.
Well,
so Watchung, he did like the teaching thing, Watchung, and he's like, Ed is a pretty big guy in radio.
Good.
I mean, he's had his own shows, he's been on sports, and so he's helping a friend out with the station WWPR down there, and we are going to be moving to there. We are also, for those of you that were wondering, the whole June is busting out all over. We are going to be airing the show in other places. I mean, that's the dream that we've had from day one. And you all have helped us realize that, and we're grateful. That's why we have done the Gift of the Day program, and we will continue to do it. We have some things to give away today. I will be giving away a copy of the Peaceful Warrior book, as well as the notepad. Remember the notepad?
With little affirmations on each one.
Very nice.
Yep.
Aren't they good?
Yeah, remember I read one off, and I'm pretty sure I could find it right away. We should read another one. Do you have one with you today?
Hold on, you do the card, then while I get the thing.
Standing by, I will grab the cards. We will move on to our prosperity cards of the day. Gotta love these things.
Woo-hoo!
That was not me once again. Pat's fumbling around looking for... No, oh, and she found it.
I have it.
Okay, all right. Let's go and grab the old Harmony card for the day. ProsperityCards.com. Heidi Bear.
Okay. Here's what we want to do right now while we're waiting for Stephanie. We're going to pull the card, and then we're going to read the affirmation. Ooh. The first caller to call in, come on air, and create their own personal affirmation will get a copy of the book and one of these notepads. Now, here are the notepads. What they are is you can keep your notes. I do notepads because I get so many ideas I have to write them down, or else I drive everyone on the Dr. Pat team absolutely crazy with, okay, let's do this. Okay, let's do this. No, that is not the way to make friends or keep people working and supporting you. And so the deal is that I use these pads and I love them. Okay, so you want to go first with the Harmony card?
Sure, sounds good. We're going to bring off the old prosperity deck here. We have prosperity law number 40. I expect profitable surprises.
I do now after Margaret McElroy did the Sagittarian thing.
Exactly.
But actually, she kind of affirmed what we're feeling anyway. And, you know, for us, you know, the profitability aspect of this is really important for us so that we can continue to branch out. Mm-hmm. That's what we do and give to charities. As a matter of fact, we're going to be offering a very special banner ad campaign for the new website, which we're looking at Monday to launch.
Cool.
It's now working.
On point.
All right, go for
you. I expect profitable surprises. And the back reads, look for daily prosperity demonstrations. Expect to receive unplanned money and make a mental note of it when it appears. Augment this exercise and thankfulness, and you will be clearing the path for more prosperity to come into your life.
And guess what? Here is the companion for that thought.
Companion.
The companion.
Oh, little
the
buddy.
The companion.
My buddy.
Here it is. This comes from the Peaceful Warrior notebook, notepad, note, small, what'd you call that? Little notepad?
It's a little notepad, I guess.
Yeah, a little notepad. Look within.
Looking.
Not out there. Don't look at Benny.
Got my blinders on.
Look within to find what you need. Look within to find what you need. And the way to do that is to really get to a place where you can stop the chatter. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. Because we've got lots to talk about today, lots to give away. Give away. I want to just give it all away because you all have supported us. And I am personally grateful for that and want to, give back to you. So we are going to continue the Gift Today program. Today we're going to give away copies of the book, Peaceful Warrior. I'm not sure. I thought Stephanie had a bunch of things to do, give away. I have massage. I have spa things for next week to give away. And we're going to keep doing it so long as we have things to give away. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by www.thedrpatshow.com to find out all sorts of things. And I'm here with my award-winning producer,
Mr. Benny.
We will be right back. The number to call in for your affirmation, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527.
Or 1-888-298-5569. Toll free, Western Washington, 1-888-298-5569.
Affirm in your life and you get the book and the pad. We'll be right back.
One thing I can say, oh, she's very nice. She's a lady.
Hi, this is Maxine Hindman, wealth coach and author of The Naked Millionaire, with your money makeover tip of the week. Debt is a silent, isolating disease that cripples our creativity and our freedom. Here are three things you can do now to release yourself from its grip. 1. Talk to someone you trust. 2. Refuse to look away. Write your money biography and acknowledge the past. 3. Make the conscious decision to accept a new way of interacting with money. Your past does not have to hold you hostage. This is Maxine Hindman, wealth coach and author. If you need more information about how wealth coaching or how our amazing wealth-building products can improve your relationship with money, check out our website at themakedmillionaire.com. Email maxine@themakedmillionaire.com or call 519-740-8287. That's 519-740-8287.
occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Escape to a world of yarn and teas like no other. Village Yarn and Tea in Shoreline invites you to their haven of creativity and relaxation. Come see the luscious cotton, wool, blended yarns and teas from around the world. Just starting out and need lessons or need accessories for the complete knitting project? Then make Village Yarn and Tea your destination. For more information, see us online at villageyarnandtea.com. Escape to a world of yarn and teas. Village Yarn and Tea on Ballinger Way in Shoreline, a place to sip and knit.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
The annual Enlightenment Expo will be held July 15th through 16th at the Kitsap County Fairgrounds in Bremerton. Free lectures and door prizes daily. Vendors include authors, chiropractors, educational institutes, massage, spiritual consultations, and retail. So much energy in one place, you won't want to miss this event. Visit the website at healingmoments.net. That's healingmoments.net. And don't miss our very own Dr. Pat giving a featured presentation on street smart spirituality.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Welcome back. Yes, fresh and exciting. Very fresh and exciting. That is the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We're thriving every minute. You know, Benny, life sometimes will just hand you circumstances that you would think, what am I going to do? How is it going to work? What's going to happen? You know, how do I get out of this one? And all of a sudden, you get to this place where you just stop and you ask yourself, is this really worth worrying about? I mean, is this really worth worrying about?
Not really, but I did have a song that was appropriate. I was going to put up Madonna's Borderline, but, you know.
That'll work for me.
I know.
But, you know, that's the deal. I mean, you come to a place in life where you decide, okay, as Mary Manimorosi would say, am I going to step out and build my field of dreams? Or am I going to just be digging and jumping right in that hole, covering that up, and there you have your life? And it's hard sometimes when, and I believe me, I know this story because I've been there. It's hard sometimes when, you know, you're looking out the window and what you see for your life isn't a bright, shiny sky. It's not, you know, the sun beaming down and lighting everything up. And sometimes, you know, you're in that the shadow of what we think we're meant to do and live in the struggle of life. And so part of what we have to do is be able to pull ourselves up. And how do you pull yourself up? I mean, how is it that you can, on a day-to-day basis, tap in and move beyond the shadow of the Grim Reaper some days? And you've heard us talk about that. A lot of it has to do with what are the things you're practicing in your life? What are the habits that each and every one of us pulls together for ourselves? And knowing which ones work and which ones don't work. And everybody has a different approach and a different thing that works for them. So on this show, and especially in the whole field of crust busting, let's do a little crust busting today. Let's do a little of that, because what we're doing is we're just like, Stephanie, we love you. We love you, Stiff.
We're kind of treading water a little bit here. Can you feel it?
Yeah, but it's a fun thing to do.
It's fine.
It's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And so while we wait for Stephanie, I wanted to do a couple of different things. One is, if any of you out there are feeling like you are treading water and you would like a card pulled for you today, and to chat a little bit how we can give you wings to fly, then let's do it. And if you, those of you that are going to call in, I've got some notepads, I've got some books to give you, and we're just going to keep on with the flow of this. So let's invite our listeners, Benny, call in. I will pull a card for you from the Harmony deck, as well as looking at a couple of archetypes that Stephanie has done so well. So we're going to just take a look at a whole bunch of things here. Let's open it up and make an open mic show today, and when Miss Stephanie calls in, we will bring her up. So let's give out those numbers. And also, by the way, I am plugged in, so you can send an email to live, L-I-V-E, at the, T-H-E, Dr. D-R, PatShow.com. Live at the DrPatShow.com. Numbers, please.
Numbers, here they come. 1-888-298-5569. Toll free. 1-888-298-5569. And local number here, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. All 190 lines are standing by.
Absolutely. And so we would love to pull a card for you, as well as give you a book and give you a notepad. But, you know, you talked about treading water. I mean, and that's a great way to describe what happens sometimes in life. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you think you have a plan and something comes up and something changes, something that isn't exactly what you've expected. And like today, I mean, life happens. It happens to each and every one of you, one of us. And, you know, sometimes on the radio, and Benny and I have gone through numerous times on the radio where different things have happened. For example, remember the time that I was interviewing Gloria Steinem,
mm-hmm.
and we thought that we had Gloria on for an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then we go to break, and Gloria shares with us, oh, I really can't be here for an hour.
I'm only here for 30 minutes.
I'm only here for 30 minutes. Now, in the radio business, especially in the kind of independent radio that we do, and we choose to be independent radio hosts, because one of the things that it allows us to do is do the show we want to do, talk to the people we want to talk to, and talk to about topics that our listeners want to hear about. When you're syndicated, there is this idea that you pretty much don't own your show anymore, and the major network does. So there are, in between all of that, there are different versions of that. But here we go and we do this show. So when you have sponsors that are kind of hoping you've got Gloria Steinem on for an hour and you don't, there's a moment where you get in touch with the beat of your heart. You get in touch with the beat of your heart. It's almost as if everything around you gets silent. And as it gets silent, you can hear the thump, the thump, the thump. And it is in that moment where you get to decide who your source is. And you get to decide that Gloria Steinem is not my source, although she's a very good friend. You get to decide that, you know, the powers of the universe, spirit, God, Allah, whatever it is that you call it, really is your connection. And you get to choose in every moment of every day if you are going to make that connection. And it doesn't have to be one that, you know, perhaps a monk in a monastery would make. Every one of us can have that connection every minute of every day. And we get to do it in our own way. And there are mantras that we create. So all of that happens in the spirit of, as Benny said, treading water. By the way, I don't really swim, so all of what I do in the water is about treading.
Well, I'll get you those little orange floaties you can put on your arms. So
you know what? I hope Margaret is listening. Margaret McElroy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I hope she's listening. I don't know if she is or not. But if she is, Margaret went on the air yesterday and talked about Sagittarius and talked about the great, you know, the great ways that things are going to manifest and happen. I have to tell you that no sooner did we leave the radio show. Listen to this. This is such an incredible story because there are no mistakes. we were, you know, we had connected with a number of different people at the Sacred Activism Conference. Okay. We had made that connection. And one of them wanted me to do, to come down to Ocean Shores and to do an event down
there.
All
right. There you go.
Yeah, to do an event. And so we were thinking, now, how is that going to happen? And, you know, time had gone by and we thought, well, maybe that's not going to happen. No sooner did we finish the show that the phone rang, Ava got the call, and all of that came to be. All of that came to be about how that is going to manifest in August. Because what I do, in addition to the radio, is I work with organizations and I work with individuals. And what I do is still to help people live life full out. And there are ways to go about that. My research and organization has to do with research on integrity and keeping commitments and so forth and so on. And so all of that is part of living life full out for me. What is it like for you to live life full out?
And we're going to go to the phones.
Let's do it.
Okay, now what we did here, since both of us are in here, normally I can scoot off and answer the phones and get some names. I haven't been able to leave the room. So we're just going to pull up a random line, say, hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Pat, and see who it is.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Pat. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
There
hi.
You are.
Oh, hi, I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Alicia.
Oh, I thought it was sorry.
That's okay. And I'm calling to see if you can draw a card for me because I'm not treading water. I am drowning.
Oh.
Okay. Well, right. You know, can I say something to you right now before I even pull the card?
Sure.
Okay. Imagine attached to your waist. Can you do a little visualization with me real quick?
Yes.
Imagine that attached to your waist is a very, very beautiful belt. Very beautiful belt, and it's lightweight, very lightweight. And attached to that are these magnificent balloons, beautiful, beautiful balloons, filled with the breath of spirit.
Okay.
All right. Now, with these balloons, for moments where we move beyond the treading water, and I know about this place because I've been there, these balloons will raise you up. Raise you up. Now imagine having these around your waist, and of course they're invisible, so they're not going to affect, you know, like what you're wearing for the day. Mm-hmm. So imagine these, you know, being around your waist, these balloons, and the breath of spirit. I don't know if you refer to spirit as God.
Yes.
Okay, so the breath of God. The breath of God. Can you feel how that feels?
Yes.
The breath of God. That's your source. Now, let me pull a card.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
I am generous with myself and others. I am generous with myself and others. So what this card is about, it's about being able to receive mm-hmm. and being able to give. And there's a delicate balance with being generous with others. What I sense is that this card is about being generous with yourself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I always put others before me.
Yes. And I mean, I'm feeling this very, very strongly. And so remember, you've got the balloons attached to you that are filled with the joyous breath of God. That's what you have. And so what we want to do is we want to imagine this picking you up as you decide today something special that you will do for yourself. And when we come back from break, I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about this. Mm-hmm. And when we come back from break, I'm going to ask you, as you sit and you just be with yourself for these few minutes, think about the magnificent things you will do for yourself today. Okay? Hold on. Don't go away. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We will be right back. We've got more callers on the line. We will get to every single one of you. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back after this word.
And
OCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our Copious Health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. CopiousHealth.com.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to take the worry out of it and work with a professional from RE/MAX Champions. After all, RE/MAX sells more real estate than any other. Serving all of Western Washington, RE/MAX Champions alone sold over $100 million this past year. Call Dennis Sikowski at 888-62-DREAM. That's 888-62-DREAM. For a friendly, candid, and professional conversation about your real estate needs.
What's baffling the medical community? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn about reconnective healing, a powerful new form of healing using frequencies brought onto the planet and taught by Dr. Eric Pearl, author of The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Dr. Pearl will teach this work June 9th through the 11th at the Seattle Center. You too can master this extraordinary work. Call 1-888-ERIC-PEARL. That's 1-888-374-2732 to reserve your space today.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
June is busting out all over, and so is the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Now, live coast to coast, we are thrilled to be announcing all of the ways that you can join our thriving community of listeners. Whether you are a daytime listener, drive time listener, or internet listener, there is something here for everyone. Our new website has 24/7 listening, podcasting, live Thrive Chat, and the latest on national and local events. Oh, and don't forget our library of resources to connect you with products and services that support positive change, honors the dignity of the human spirit, and is committed to healing the planet. For more information and to listen online, go to www.drpatworldwide.com. That's www.drpatworldwide.com and tap in to your unlimited possibilities.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Righty, welcome back. Benny, that's Madonna.
That would be, although I don't know Spanish, the first part.
Old school Madonna.
Yeah, she said it so fast, I don't know.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and boy, we've got a few folks waiting. Please be very patient with us. I will get to every one of you. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go back to the phones.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So what came up for you in those couple of minutes?
I would just like to be able to relax a little bit, and the thought of a nice bubble bath came to mind.
Oh, that sounds yummy to me.
Very nice.
That sounds not now. Okay, so what I would like you to do is to make a commitment to yourself right now, as to when that's going to happen for you.
Okay. Tonight.
Is it going to happen tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how are you, what are you going to do the bubble bath? Do you do candles?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, this is sounding very good, very yummy. When you think about doing that for yourself, right, and you think about the card that I pulled, could you share with us what you're feeling right now?
Oh, a little excitement, and but at the same time, too, I'm thinking, oh, I don't have time for this.
Okay, so you know what that second voice is that comes in? Do you know what the second voice, what I call the second voice that comes in? That's going to try to convince you don't have time?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we call that the crust.
The crust.
The crust. C-R-U-S-T. That is the crust. That is the crust of limitation, wanting you not to change. Wanting you to still take care of everybody else, to still believe that there is what I call that you're caught in the net, N-E-T, not enough time. And we all need to take the time out. A bubble bath, you're good to go. We need to take that time out so that you can be with yourself and honor yourself. So what I would like you to think about doing for your bubble bath when you take it tonight, and please, please take this bath tonight. What I would like you to do is create a mantra that honors the breadth and the depth of who you are. Write that on a piece of paper, and as you're in that bathtub, put that thing on the wall in front of you.
Okay.
So that you're looking at the magnificence of who you are. Because the crusty stuff would have us, you know, stay heavy, stay stuck. And as you indicated, imagine yourself with a bunch of crust on. You will surely drown in water with that, right?
Yes. Yes. That's what I feel like I'm doing now.
Okay. So are you feeling a little less wet at the moment?
Yes.
All right. Please remember what I just shared with you about the balloons filled with the breath of God.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Can you have a visualization of that?
Yes.
Because when you get in that place where you're feeling like I'm really going down, folks, down, 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 I want you to imagine that those balloons attached to your waist just raising you up.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. We will get some information from you so that we can call you and send you a book, The Peaceful Warrior.
Oh, thank you.
And a note. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Boy, I'm loving it. I'm going to, you know, I can't wait to hear the other calls. Now I know I'm going to be doing a bath this weekend because that is like a yummy thing, isn't it?
It's going to take you away.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds good.
I'm already filling the tub.
I wonder if Jared's in the tub. Jared, are you in a tub right now, sir?
No, I'm not in the tub.
Okay. That's good.
Hi,
Jared.
Hi, Jared. Welcome to the show. Would you like me to pull a card for
yes,
you?
Yes, I would.
All right. Do you want me to do it sort of not knowing what's going on, or do you want to make
a
statement?
Yeah, let's do it that way. Let's see what happens.
All right. Yes, I like it. I like doing it that way. All right, here. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is like a long one.
Okay.
All right. I may have to take a couple of deep breaths here. Here we go. This is for you, Jared. I am aware of my inner being as the true source of my prosperity. Within each of us is a presence, something that knows and notices. Be aware of this presence, for it is what gives you life and sustains you. Your prosperity does not depend on events in the outer world, but on your inner awareness of your consciousness as the source of all your good. Actually, I'm going to change that. The consciousness as the source of all your greater good. How do you relate to that?
That's interesting.
Okay, you want to share why?
Well, because I have a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, and I'm not sure where it's going.
Okay, can you define in three words the word stuff? Just three words. Yeah, when you say I got a lot of stuff.
Well,
hit me with
about,
three.
Like, stagnation.
Got it.
Confusion. I can't think of a third word.
Let's start with those two.
Okay.
So the stagnation in your life, when you hear the word stagnation, because now we've moved from stuff to really naming this, okay? So do you want to work with me a little bit on this?
Sure.
Is this okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. So let's hit the stagnation one first, because you know what? So long as we keep, you know, hold, so if the crusty stuff hangs out in a word like stuff, we're never able to deal with it or know what it is. So I really commend you and honor you for being able to just say stagnation, boy, there it is. When you think of that word, come up with a sentence to share with us what that means for you right in this moment. What it is you're not doing?
My passion.
Okay. Do you know what your passion is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Want to share it?
Yeah, it's acting.
Great. What kind of acting do you want to do?
Probably drama the most.
Okay. And share with me why you think this is not happening for you.
It's not time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Connections.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
It's not because of my not being persistent, because I am persistent. I'm very persistent. and dedicated and disciplined. So it's not that.
Okay. Anything else?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. So this is really great because we can turn this around in a hot second. This is really great. Because you're really clear. Number one, you're really clear that you're in what I call the pothole of stagnation. And you know how I know it's a pothole? I've spent a lot of time there myself.
Okay.
I've been in the pothole. It's a lot of time in the pothole. And so I'm really clear about this. What you're really good at, way better than I ever was, is knowing that you have a passion and the passion is acting. Okay? What also has come out in this is this idea, and this is what the key is for anyone listening out there when you think you're stuck. What you already have now is a rationale why it's not happening for you, and that's brilliant. That's the thing we're going to change. Because the rationale in one's mind is that it's not happening. I'm kind of stuck because it's not, you know, the timing's not right, nor do I have enough connections. Okay.
You should say the right connections.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Because, you know, like acting like radio, I mean, you got to have the big R.
Right.
You can be
right.
Connected to a lot of people, but it certainly does help to know a few people that can, you know, just make the path to acting a lot easier. And it's all about networking. It's all about connecting. Okay, so here's the first thing we're going to do, Jared. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, so what I love about this is we've got going on in here this idea that I'm stuck. And that's good, because the thought that and the belief that's hanging on to you like a big old crust ball is this idea that you're stuck. And the reason you're stuck is because it's not the right timing and you don't have the right connections. So see what happens when we build this story. What we do with this is we kind of build this story, which then becomes the essence of how we enter the world in being persistent. Right? Because I'm like you. I'm persistent. My stepmother taught me how to persevere. But there's a way to persevere. And if we persevere with the idea that this is not the right time or that we don't know the right people, then what happens is what we bring in the flow of that is exactly that. And being persistent, the more we push on it with those beliefs, the less we get back. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So here's what we've got to work on with you right now. This is what's really important. Because you've got to own that there's no such thing as the right time. In the eyes of spirit, it is all about the time. There is all the time in the world. Things are showing up left and right. There is no restriction around this. The only thing that is waiting for the flow of that energy to work is us stepping into it and saying it, I have the acting job of my life, and I am paid well for it. Does that describe what you want?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we need a countdown for you,
now,
Jared.
Now, where does divine order come in this?
Well, divine order says that you let go of the idea that it's not the right time.
Okay.
You see, when you say it's not the right time, you're already kind of like X-ing out the divine order of things and the divine timing of things. Because you want to hear my take on divine timing?
Sure.
The minute that you get an idea of what you conceive, you can achieve. This is my view on divine timing. The minute that you have an idea and you have created the energy in terms of what you want, the divinity of that is already there. It is already in front of us. What stops us from that manifestation is any or all beliefs that would counteract that, including the belief that one is not good enough.
Well, I feel I'm good enough.
Oh, I know.
I feel that I'm worthy of it.
Yeah, and that's what I love about you. This is why this is so easy. This is why we've got two things to let go of, and which is very, very clear, that you don't have enough time and you don't have the right connections. And what you have to ask for in your prayer meditation is for the people that you need in your life to open the doors for you, show up, and then be awake or aware enough to see them coming.
Okay.
But what I really want to leave you with is this idea that you already have the acting job of your dreams, that it's already in you. But it's not enough just to say that. You've got to feel it. You've got to wake up in the morning and put your clothes on as if you're going to it. You've got to step out into the world and just be about it. And as you are looking for this job, because we've got to do the footwork,
as you go forth
and look for it, just feel it, see it, and be it in every moment, every interaction. And if, in fact, a job comes your way and it doesn't turn out to be the job that you get, the acting part that you want, you've got to be able to respond to that with the absolute confidence that the acting job of your dreams is already here. So that's what I want to leave you with. All of this stuff that's hanging on underneath the surface that we think is just, well, it's not the right timing, or I don't know the right connection. See, all of that is doing is affirming that you're really not ready.
Well, you kind of hear a lot from people saying, well, maybe it's not the divine right timing. It's not, you know, it's all in divine order. So I get confused.
Yeah. And you know what? That's true. Divine timing and divine order. And I'm just giving you my flavor on divine timing and divine order. See, I don't believe that spirit is a trickster. I do not see spirit as coyote. I don't.
Okay.
I don't see spirit like that. I think this is a benevolent universe. This is a benevolent spirit. And sometimes it takes us a while to step up and say, this is what I want in my life. Now, when we declare that...
I do that. I say that every day.
Exactly.
This is my divine truth.
That's it. And that's what I want you to focus on. And so what that means is I want to help you and hold you in this place of not having any other stuff attached to it. Every step you're taking, every call you make, every part that you go out and audition for, all of that is in the purity of your passion.
Okay.
So it's, for me, what I'm trying to say to you is you need to act as it's already so. Act as it's already so. And, you know, this is my take. I'm just one person, but I'm going to tell you, I believe on the divinity and the power of spirit. And when you get an idea and you're as clear as you are, Jared, about your passion, when you are as clear as you are, then for me, in working with you, what I'm saying is there's just a few other things that are kind of like, you know, sending out different vibes.
Okay.
And persistence and perseverance are important. They're important in the field that you're in, and they're important in the field that I'm in. But there's a way that we go about being persistent that will make all the difference in the world. When you step forth and you look at the calls you're making and the people you're connecting with, man, you put on your divinity from within face. Because that's the true nature of who you are. It's not about lack. It's not about not having. It's not about what will happen if I don't get it. Every connection, every contact, every phone call comes from the place of abundance.
Okay.
Okay? Can you work with me on that?
Sure.
All right. All right, Jared. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I guarantee if you do that, the confusion will go away.
All right.
And hang tight, Jared, just one second. We'll get some information from you because we're going to swiftly move on to our next caller. They've been waiting so patiently. So let's run off to Marianne, who's
been
waiting.
Hey, Marianne. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Hi, Marianne. Oh, sorry. We're pushing the wrong button.
I do my job, too. I got so much going on.
I know you do. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, wow. Thank you for calling. I would love to pull a card for you. Do you want to share a little bit about it, or would you like me to pull the card first?
No, I'd just like you to pull the card for me. Thank you.
I'm on it. I am on it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This card is, I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself. Self-love and self-acceptance have no substitute. The more you love yourself, the more riches you will accept into your life. Outer actions will be futile unless you love yourself enough to receive your blessings. How are you feeling about yourself today?
That's very interesting that you asked. I work real hard, you know, to diet and exercise and everything, and I just can't seem to lose the 10 pounds I want to and change my body. And so you're right, I don't love myself.
That's right. Do you know what one of the worst enemies of anyone really that wants to lose weight, do you know what it is? It is exactly what we're talking about. It is that place where we look at ourselves and the first thing we see is something we don't like. that's the first thing that we need to really shift, and that's why this card came up today. Because you're perfect in every way. You're perfect in every way. Now, the fact that, you know, you may want to get into a smaller size or you may want to exercise more is just gravy. So the message for today for you to think about, the message for you to think about is about looking at yourself. And I do this regularly. And if you're in any of my crust busting classes, it's one of the first thing we do. Y'all get a mirror. Because it's got to be that place where you can look into the mirror and really affirm the magnificence of who you are just the way you are. And the key for this is knowing that this is true, regardless of what other people around you may be saying.
You know, and that's it, Dr. Pat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my spouse that, you know, that doesn't appreciate me.
Yes. Have you heard some of the other cards that I pulled today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I just pulled another card for you. As you said that. Can I read it to you?
You bet.
All right. I experience happiness and satisfaction from within. That's the card I just pulled. I experience happiness and satisfaction from within.
Okay.
And I'm not going to read the back of it, but I'm going to tell you about it. I so feel the pain in your voice from this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel it as if it were my own. Because I know that we step out in life and we expect the people around us
mm-hmm.
to honor us and appreciate us exactly as we are. The other side of that is it becomes a double-edged thing, especially when we honor them exactly as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So in the journey, the satisfaction and the love for yourself has to begin with you. You will become invincible. Invincible with carrying the thought that you are divine and perfect exactly as you are. Whether or not you choose to exercise three times a day or sit down and eat a chocolate cake. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So what I want to ask you to do is the same thing that I shared with one of our earlier callers. What's important for you right now is to do something very soon today that's going to raise you up. And if you were listening before, you heard me talk about the balloons
mm-hmm.
attached to your waist filled with the breath of God.
Mm-hmm.
Or if God, Goddess, whatever that is for you. But that's what you are worthy of. You are worthy of the love of yourself, and you are loved by Spirit. That is your thought for today.
Oh, I love that thought, Dr. Pat.
Will that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Now, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing that I asked in an earlier caller.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to do something. Something that is all about you for today. Just you.
Okay.
Whether that's go get your nails done, go to a movie, do nothing, whatever that is that you want to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing it, what I want you to honor is the fact that you are loving yourself doing it and that you deserve to do it.
I can do that.
Okay. All right. So think about what that is. Did anything come to mind right at the top or...
No, I'm just going to think about it a little bit here.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy whatever it is you do.
Okay.
Okay? But imagine the balloons filled with the breath of God.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marianne. Have a fantastic Friday. And shall we move on to our last caller of the day?
Need the Love Boat song.
Aww.
Okay.
I got it. I sort of had it. I'll pull it up a little later.
Love our listeners.
You all
are the best.
We do.
Okay.
Let's take Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. You are amazing.
Thank you so much.
I, you know a little bit of my story. My business is in court today. We're expecting to win, and I can be back in business Monday, but I'm feeling like maybe I should let it go or... move forward with it.
I got a card for you, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This just jumped out of the deck. My honesty brings me great fortune. My honesty brings me great fortune. When you tell yourself that you must cheat to receive wealth, you're sending yourself a message that you're something not that you're not good enough. Money acquired through honest endeavors will provide you with rightful abundance. Now, what that means is, I'm going to give you my definition of that. What that means is you've got to be true to yourself. And the truth is in knowing what is right for you and what is right for this case, whatever it is. And what is right will emerge. But from within, from who you are, you've got to know that regardless of the outcome, you are awesome. You've got to know that for yourself, you have been honest. You've got to know that for yourself, that whatever the outcome, you will step forth in this world with the highest of integrity, and whatever you touch will turn to gold.
Oh, I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because sometimes we can go through these law things and, you know, whatever goes on with that and be hearing about other people and what they're doing and what they're saying. And you know what? All of it is about your connection to the divine and what you believe your integrity is about. And you know better than anyone else who is making the difference. And it's you. You know that.
Yeah,
you know you're
like
making
that.
A difference. You know you're making a difference.
Yeah.
So don't let any of that crusty stuff that goes on there with the law thing get on you.
Sounds good.
Right? Because I know you. You come from a place of integrity. You have always thought about your customers first.
Yeah.
You love to help people.
Yeah.
You are all about the environment.
Yeah.
I know you. You've got to know you.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
You know, I know you're going to kick butt.
Great way to start the weekend.
I know you are going to be out in the world and you're going to continue to do the things that you do because what you do is awesome. And please don't forget that. And like the other callers today, you need to find time to do something for yourself because you don't. I can feel plugging into the thing that's going on. You need to detach from that. You need to take a breather from that today.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get yourself your batteries, plug them in, get re-energized. Do something
for
Mary Beth today and do it now.
Well, I got some great books I'm reading.
You go ahead and do it. Detach from this other stuff and cut yourself a break today.
Right on.
All right. Right on is what I like. I'm like all of it. Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you for calling. Thank you all for listening today. Wow. I so love our open mic days. Aren't they rock? Don't they rock?
They kick some booty.
They have...
They shake your booty, kick some booty.
Well, lots going on for everyone. Please make sure you sign up for the newsletter, thedrpatshow.com, or go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. We start three new shows next week. We have a powerhouse lineup on KKNW right here. We are going off to Florida. We're loving you every minute. And please do something for yourself today. I'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat.